2. Thank God for the singing. Some encouragement. Feel pretty good when I got to church in my heart. Feel like I wanted to follow God and encourage you tonight. And Brother Dennis got up here and got on Joel Osteen. That done made me mad. But I don't like him neither. But we'll try to do our best to be an encouragement to you and try not to say anything foolish. Try to say what God have to say. Brother Robert Parker, would you pray and ask the Lord to bless his word?
Dear God, need your help, Lord. Lord, need to teach you, God. I pray, Lord, you might help the man of God as he stands right now. God, I pray, Lord, you might bless him. God, I pray, Lord, you might guard his tongue, dear God. I pray, Lord, you might give him the message, dear God, you have him to preach, dear God. I pray, Lord, you might give him liberty, dear God, and leadership of mind, dear God. I pray, Lord, you might give him those things, dear God, that he said of death. I pray, Lord, you might bring back his remembrance. And I pray, Lord, you might help our hearts to go to intercession, dear Lord. God, help us tonight. God, move. In your people's midst, dear God,
bless
your name.
Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Y'all pray for me. My blood sugar has been jumping up and down a little bit for about the last week. My vision sometimes gets a little blurry. Here in Acts chapter 2, it's a very familiar scripture. It's the account of the day of Pentecost. And we'll read starting verse 41, but it's just way of introduction. Just to remind you what's going on here, the early part of this chapter, of course, the church, the 120, is in the upper room. The Lord's given instruction to be there and pray, to wait on the giving of the Holy Ghost, that they might have power to be witnesses. And I hope that we'll remember tonight that that is why the Spirit of God rest his power upon us, that we might be witnesses, that we might do the work of the Lord. It's not that we're to be seen, or that people will make much of us. And that crowd that Brother Dennis spoke of tonight is bad about that. I pray the Lord to help them. God don't touch us and help us that we might be the center of attention before men.
Amen.
He touches us and helps us that his work, his blessed work of the gospel, might get done in this world.
Right.
Yes, sir.
But the church here in this chapter is waiting. And of course the Spirit of God comes, and it's a great blessing. Of course, here we have the account of the miracle of the hearing. That crowd heard them rejoicing and praising God in their own tongue. That means their own language. Amen. The miracle was in the hearing. It was not in the speaking. And that crowd that wants to make much of speaking in tongues don't even know what the gift of tongues was if you really get to talking to them. And but anyway, like I said, there's a reason God does things. And it ain't to make us big. It ain't to make much of us. But the church here is coming down to this, and we're going to get down and start reading here in a minute. Peter stands and he preaches to these people the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it gives us an account here of 3,000 being saved. Amen. I've been saved for a little over 22 years, and I can honestly say I've never been in a service where 3,000 got saved. I've never witnessed nothing like it. This was a special day. This was an unusual day. Now, I've heard tell of stories of thousands coming forward in a big crowd and getting saved. They might have made a profession. I seriously doubt many of them got born again. You say, how do you know that? Because their life never changed and they never lived for God a day in their life. Amen. And I'm not perfect. I need God's help as bad as anybody in this building tonight, Brother Todd. I've not arrived. But thank God I'm not what it used to be. But woe on me, I'm not what it should be yet either. Amen. But you'll see evidence in your life if you've ever been born again. Amen. God will change your life. If you've never been changed, you've never been saved. I don't care how many sinner prayers you prayed. I don't care how many times you've been baptized, how many cards you've signed, how many churches you've joined, or none of the rest of it. Amen. Salvation is God coming in your life and changing you.
Amen.
That's what salvation is.
Amen.
We're going to read starting here with verse 41. I've just got a simple thought tonight. The ideal church. I found it interesting that God had Brother Dennis say a few things he said right there during the earlier part of the service, because I already had on my heart. There's a big difference in the church world now than compared to what it was 2,000 years ago when this happened. We have, Brother Dennis, fell a long way. We're in trouble in the church world. I'm not necessarily talking about Westside Baptist. Now we're not perfect. We're doing pretty good, but we're not perfect. We could do better. There's some outfits. They need more help than we do. I'm sure there's a few outfits probably doing better than we are. But as a church world in general, and when I say the professing church world, that's everything claims to be Christian, whether they really are or not. We're in a mess. It's hard for me to understand how we got from this to 2,000 years later, and we've got a landscape covered up with Jehovah's Witnesses and with Mormons,
amen,
and with the Church of Christ and Seventh-day Adventists,
right,
and the big boys, the Roman Catholics,
yeah,
and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in a mess.
Right.
We're in a mess.
Right.
Because there's people that's deceived,
amen,
by these outfits. Now right here is the ideal church. I don't know of any church that's perfect in this day and time. Church wasn't perfect on this day. But I think we'll find some good principles here what church ought to be looking like. Amen. And if we get very far away from this, the model of the very first church, before the corruptions, before all the impurities coming in, before letting all the pagan traditions come in, just try to get a big number on the church roll.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
This is what church ought to look like. Verse 41. And then they gladly received His word, then they that gladly received His word, Peter preaching, were baptized. Notice they believed before they were baptized. Amen. And the same day, there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread, and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul. And many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things common. Consider that. And sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men as every man had need. I'm probably not going to say much about that in the message, but I will say this. I don't believe they sold their only house that they had to live in. I believe it's talking about people that was well off and they had more than needed. Amen. That's what I believe. Because the Bible tells us a man of war or to work, they had to give to those that don't have. If God blesses you with an abundance way more than you need for yourself, you ought to be using it to be a blessing to somebody else. That's the book. I believe that's right. That's why I ain't got a lot of confidence in these billionaires that says they're Christian. And they hoarded it up all to sale. That's not exactly the spirit of the early church. I'll go on. It said, and they, continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. That means they were all in agreement. Praising God, having favor with all the people, and the Lord added unto the church daily such as should be saved. The first thing we see here, the church here was continuing steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship. And that is a continued statement. That's not their doctrine and in their fellowship. It's one the same. Amen. You can't have fellowship apart from the truth. Amen. If one brother is abiding in truth, he can't have spiritual fellowship with a man that's walking in falseness. Can't happen. It can't happen. But they were doing this. I'm reminded of John over in his epistle in the second John, where he said, those that abide not in the doctrine of Christ have not God. Now, I know here it says in the apostles' doctrine, but where to get it from? What the Lord taught them. This was the Lord's doctrine. This was the doctrine of Christ they were carrying. I believe that this implies here only it's their doctrine because they had embraced it. They believed it. They were walking in it, James. They were preaching it and they were teaching it. They'd made it theirs, but they got it from the Lord. Amen? And a church cannot function, Brother Robert, and a church cannot prosper, and a church cannot do the work of God unless they are abiding in truth. You can't go running around half the church teaching and believing false doctrine and get anything done for God. God won't bless that. Brother James, God don't bless sin. He blesses righteousness.
Amen.
Amen. He blesses the truth.
Yeah.
And He is the truth.
Amen.
Amen. So you reject truth, you're rejecting Him.
That's right.
Amen. And the church here in these early days, they were abiding together in true doctrine and fellowship.
Amen.
Amen. They were in fellowship because they were in agreement, as we see here in this, in proper doctrine. They were teaching what the Lord had taught them.
Right.
Amen. They wasn't taking from it. They wasn't adding to it.
Yeah.
Amen. As we know, over the last 2,000 years, though, we've had a whole bunch of that, or Brother Robert say, a heap pile of it. Everywhere you go, somebody's wanting to add to the Word of God, or they won't take away. God help us. They want to add their traditions to what goes on. I would give you 2 cents for traditions in the house of God. Amen. If it don't honor God, I don't think it has no business in the house of God. Amen. But that's one thing they were doing. It tells us that. It tells us that in breaking of bread and in prayers. I believe that's talking about communion. Now, there's 4 things there. Well, it says, of course, they were continuing steadfastly in doctrine, fellowship, breaking of bread, and prayers.
Yeah.
3 of them's obviously spiritually. I don't believe the other one would just be common. I believe it's spiritual too. I believe that's talking about communion. I don't believe that's just getting together and having a picnic.
Yeah.
Amen. And we all know that communion, the purpose of communion, the Lord told us, is to remember what He done.
Amen.
Amen. The church in the early days constantly was in remembrance of what God done for them.
Yeah, right.
Amen. They remembered that. They took that serious. Meant something to them.
Right.
Now, it bothers me, Brother Dennis, you talk to people nowadays, and they'll tell you, oh, yeah, I'm saved, but they want to talk about everything and anything 24-7, but what God's done for them.
Right.
They don't never want to talk about the Bible.
Right.
They don't never want to pray, lest somebody's sick or on the way to the graveyard,
yeah,
or the car's broke down and they ain't got no money to fix it. Oh, then they want somebody to pray. But you almost never hear none of them folks ever stand up with a smile on their face and joy in their heart and talk about what God done for them like they're happy about it. And it makes me wonder if God's done anything for them. Amen. I'm talking about, well, this is what church ought to look like. There ought to be thankfulness in the house of God for what God's done for us. Hey, I know everybody's different. I know everybody ain't the type to come in here and just shout their brains out a whole service. Amen. I know everybody's got their own way of worshiping. And I understand that. But buddy, there ought to be something in your heart that make you happy about being here. Make you happy about being in the family of God. Amen. I mean, that ain't near and dear to your heart. Something's wrong.
Yeah,
something's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yeah,
right. Now you can name a lot of people that's a famous name. Wouldn't mean nothing to me. Why? I don't really know them.
Yeah.
I'll just use him because he happens to be the one in there right now. I've used Obama before. I'll use Mr. Trump. I know who he is. I know a whole lot about him. If what they tell us is the truth. But I don't get real excited when somebody said Donald Trump. Why? I don't know him. He don't mean nothing to me.
Amen.
Other than the fact I prayed for him.
Yes,
amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to go ahead and say this. This makes you mad. You just have to forgive me. But I've seen on the internet people making a big deal about, oh yeah, boy, but you had all them Christians up there, laid hands on the president, prayed for him. That's that same crowd Brother Dennis was talking about. They don't even know God.
Right. Come on.
You want me to name them? Paula White, Benny Hinn,
yeah.
All that crowd up there, Joel Osteen, them people don't know God.
Yeah,
they're a bunch of rebels.
That's right.
That's what they are. They're false prophets, as Brother Henderson preached here last week. I ain't got no confidence in that. Now, that ain't got no bearing on what Mr. Trump's doing. He's doing what he's doing. I haven't liked some of it. But I don't believe God's going to bless that man because them people prayed for him. Well, them people praying to the wrong God. Now, I thought he'd get a little quiet on that. I'm talking about what church ought to look like. Look, I'm going to tell you what. I believe it's right to take a stand against what's wrong.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And you like it, you not like it. Lord, forgive me. I'm still your friend. I love you. But I'm going to tell you what. As long as I got breath in my body and God give me grace, I am going to stand. I'm going to fight tooth and nail, Brother Dennis, against the spirit of Antichrist in this world.
Yeah.
Amen. It's like you said. Them people is herding them folks off into hell. It's just like a bunch of cattle.
That's right.
And it makes me mad.
That's right.
It gives me righteous indignation. It makes me mad they're lying to them people. So what? He's got 20,000 down there every Sunday.
Yeah.
He's telling them lies.
Yeah. Right.
And they like it.
Yeah.
That's the bad part about it. That's why they show up. He's telling them just what they want to hear. Because they just like he is.
Yeah.
And they'll stay that way. Unless God Almighty ever touches their heart and regenerates them and gives them a nature to love God.
Amen.
Talking about what the church ought to look like. And fear came upon every soul. Now I do believe where it talks about fearing God in the Bible is a fear of reverence. But I'm going to tell you what, you can't tell me over in Acts 5 when God dropped Ananias and Sapphira dead where they stood that wasn't fear.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you what, there ain't nothing wrong with a little healthy fear.
Amen.
I don't fear God as though he's a tyrant, Brother James. Because
yeah,
he's not. But I do fear God knowing if I get far enough out of line, he certainly has the right and the power to take me down there to the spiritual woodshed and give me something I don't want.
Oh, he will.
Now, I'm going to tell you what. Anybody that's raised their kids and raised them right knows that. You know that from when you was a child and being raised. I don't care what you say. You love mama and daddy. But when you done wrong, Brother Dennis, and you know she's going to the house and what she's going to get and you got there was some fear in your heart.
Right.
You knew they wouldn't kill you. But you know you're going to get something you didn't want. And I'll bet you it motivates you to want to do right for a while too, because it did me when I was a kid, because I got a whole bunch of them. And it wasn't because I didn't like them, it was just because I was so cotton big and hard-headed. Somebody asked me one time, said, "Your mama dropped you on your head?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "She was in about that fifth swing right there, you know." Right? And she, I got turned upside down a few times. And round and round everything. There ain't nothing wrong with a good, healthy fear of God. I'm talking about reverence. I ain't talking about fearing Him as though He's a bad guy or He's out to get me. He's not. He's for my best. He wants to give me His best. He wants me to have His best. Amen. But He also hates sin. And the early church knew that. We've lost some of that in the church, folks. I ain't talking about here. I'm talking about, everything I'm saying now, I'm talking about the church world in general. It's going out across the internet. I'm trying to help everybody that might be listening. Ain't no telling who might hear this. But we'll go on. Said they believed and were together in all things common. I believe that's unity. Unity. Probably a good thing they didn't have carpet back then. It probably split the church.
Yes, sir.
Wouldn't have been the right color. Suit some of them. See, these people lived a simple life, living for God. Is that right, Brother Robert? But they were in unity. They were a family. Can I say this? God instituted two wonderful things. One was the family and the other was the church. And they both parallel and picture each other.
Yes, they do.
Amen.
Right. You mark her down, Brother Chris, you raising my grandchildren. Is that right? Now see, God instituted the family. He said for a man and woman to come together and be one flesh and to reproduce and replenish the earth. Is that right?
Right.
Is that what the book says? It's right for a man and woman to come together in love for life.
Right.
Have them children. Keep the human race going. Amen. Until the Lord decides to come back. Is that right? That's what the church is supposed to be doing.
Right.
Yes, sir.
We're married to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
And just as sure as Chris and Susan's brought children into this world, the church ought to be an environment for God to bring spiritual children into this world.
Right.
Into the kingdom, I mean.
Right.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
And just as you're nurturing and teaching that little girl right there, buddy, the church, the older saints, should be nurturing and teaching the younger saints.
Yes, sir.
Right.
How to stay in the old time way.
Amen.
Right.
And keep this thing going until the Lord comes back.
Amen.
Is that right?
Yeah. Right?
Is that right? I'm talking to you what church ought to look like.
Right.
You can go a whole lot of places that are called church in this day and time, you ain't going to find none of that.
Amen.
You won't find it. But that's what the church ought to look like. Said they continued daily. They were consistent. Is that right? I don't find no backsliders in this chapter. I don't find none of them there one day and he wasn't there the next. Daily. They were doing what they should be doing. They were being faithful. Breaking of bread from house to house. And they did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. And that's just in agreement. Just like what we've already talked about. This book is our only source of truth. My opinion, your opinion, Uncle Joe's opinion, Grandpa's opinion, nobody's opinion counts. None of us. We've all got one. They're probably all wrong. This book is our only source of truth. Amen. Is that right?
Amen.
That's the only thing the church ought to be operating off of. Is that right? What this book says is what the church ought to be believing. What this church says, what this book says the church ought to be doing, that's what we ought to be doing. Is that right?
Yes,
We're be loving one another. We're be supporting one another. Now, I told you I wasn't going to come back to that, but whatever we're just talking about, they sold all the possessions, all that, and they give those who had need. I just simply believe that really what that's teaching us, that we can apply this day and time, is there's no reason for anybody in the house of God to ever have to be alone or without when they in need. And that don't mean needing money necessarily, or food. Sometimes somebody just needs to hear a word of encouragement because they're down. Is that right? It'd do you good just to call somebody. If you didn't do nothing, just stay on there a couple minutes and say, "I was thinking about you and I love you." Sometimes, you know somebody's having a bad time, they're going through a rough time, they probably don't want you calling yak at them for an hour. I don't sometimes. Now maybe some of y'all are different. But I've never minded somebody just take a few minutes and call and say, "I was thinking about you." That helps me. That helps me know somebody cares, Brother Dennis. And I'm going to tell you what, if the church don't care, I don't know who we're going to find to care, because the world hates us. We're in this thing together, buddy. We're family. Now, I don't know where you come from, but where I come from, buddy, you mess with one person in my family, I don't care if it's the one cousin me and him just fought last week and we're still mad at one another. Somebody come jump on him, buddy. They getting ready to get the whole crowd on him.
Yeah.
Is that right? You grew up like that, didn't you, Brother Robert?
Yeah.
And nobody messed with the family.
Right.
And when the family was down, everybody tried to make sure they was there. Is that right? That's the way church would be.
Yes, sir.
I think we do a good job of that here. I'm going to just say, I want to encourage you. I really do. I think we do an outstanding job of that here. And I thank God for that.
Yeah.
I really do. And it's like some of these preachers comes in here and tells us, don't ever take it for granted. Because we could lose it. We could slip and lose it. Amen. But it says they were praising God. I think church ought to do some praising. I done said it. But hey, all God's done for us, and you can't even mumble a thank you. I ain't fussing, but I'm just saying.
Yeah. Preach on, brother.
Having favor with all the people. Hey, we ought to have good testimony.
That's right.
Church ought to have good testimony.
Yeah.
That crowd's going to hate us. They're never going to love us.
Right.
Unless they become one of us. There you go, Brother Dennis.
Yeah.
They become one of us, they'll love us.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen. But I'm going to tell you what. We shouldn't be giving them ammunition to shoot us with.
Amen.
Now, we've all made mistakes. I have. Lord, forgive me. But I'm just saying, we need to guard our testimony.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you what, if, and I know somebody like this, it ain't important who they are, but I'm just thinking about them as I say this. They're all the time telling me, about their family, and their family ain't doing right, and their family's in a mess, and how they talk to them all the time and everything else. But yet, they go up here to Nashville nights on Saturday night around them bunch of drunks and go dancing. Well, see, I ain't nothing but a hypocrite. Person like that go talk about God to their family all they want to. Their family knows what they're doing, and hey, they have no grounds. Because they just come across as a hypocrite. Their family's going to sit there and look at them, Brother Joe, say, "Well, they ain't no different than I am. Look at her. They go up there and do the same stuff I do. What I need their Jesus for? Don't seem to be making no difference in their life." See, you better guard your testimony.
Yes, sir.
And the devil's wise. Wiser than we want to give him credit for. Son, he'll put something in front of you and you'll slip before you know it. Next thing you know, your testimony's gone.
That's right.
For a while. Maybe forever. Lord, help us. Lord, help us. Hey, they said, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. I'll tell you what. Church ought to be busy about getting the gospel out.
Amen.
If God was adding to the church every day, Brother Dennis, that tells me They were faithful to be getting the gospel out. They were saving people every day. Because you can't get saved apart from the gospel. Is that right? Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Is that right? You can't get saved apart from the gospel. You must hear the gospel. And I thank God. I won't say this. I'm going to just really try to be encouraging. Because I think it's warranted. I thank God for the church. Because we've been faithful. And that's because of God. But we have been faithful. As God's blessed us, we've got a lot of avenues going out from this church getting the gospel out. I mean, we're on the internet. We're on the radio. We've got people in this church that's faithful to visit people and call people. We're in the jails. I mean, we're doing all God's allowed us to do. And God set all that up. And God made it possible. And it's to His glory. It's to His glory, not ours. But I do want to tell the church thank you. Because it's made a difference. It's made a difference. Do you realize how many people was in the meeting last week? Because they've met us through some of these avenues that we've set up and God's used a lot. Some of them people we'd have never knew. Till we got to heaven.
Amen.
Amen. God was good to me last week. I don't know about you. Was He good to you last week? The meeting was a blessing. I know Brother Hyde, he fretted and he worried a little bit and he right up to the beginning of it, you know, wondered if this is gonna go good and that'd go good, we'd have enough of this, we'd have enough of that. But I'm gonna tell you what, God just blowed right in, but it just like He did last year at this time. And just took care of it all. And I'm thankful for that. I am, I really am. I'm thankful God did that, and I'm gonna tell you a few reasons why. I'm glad He did that because I really believe it encouraged Brother Hyde's heart.
Amen.
I really do. I think the meeting was a great blessing and a help to him and his family.
Amen.
And I'm thankful for our guests and visitors that came. Because, and I've talked to some of them on the phone. And they're all telling me, and I'm sure they're telling Brother Hyde and anybody else here in the church they talk to, what a blessing it is. And what a blessing it's been. And I thank God for doing that. I mean, Brother Robert, boy, I just thank God for the church. Thank God for putting us together, Brother Dennis. Amen. In the midst of all this junk, like Brother Dennis said, going on in this world. And there's plenty of it. And like I said, we've still got room to grow. But I thank God that He's decided in His sovereign mercy, Brother Joe, to look down upon this little bunch right here in Salisbury, North Carolina, and be so good to us. And I want to thank Him tonight. I want to bless His holy name. Because He's been good to us. Amen. And I'm going to tell you what, there ain't a one of us in here that's been a part of this outfit for any length of time that wouldn't say the same thing I'm about to say. I'd have never made it if it wouldn't have been for God's grace and for the love of the church.
Amen.
I raised my two by myself right here in this place. Sometimes I didn't do what I should have done, Brother Dennis. I wasn't always right. I'll admit that. But I always tried, and I always tried to be faithful, and I always tried to be here.
Amen.
Tried to do my part, what God let me do. Try not to mess it up.
Yeah, there you go.
And God's blessed me abundantly, far beyond anything I'd ever deserved.
Yes, sir.
And I want to tell y'all I thank you. That means a lot to me. It really does. God put us together, Brother Dennis, for a reason.
Amen.
Brother Robert, He put us together for a reason. How many times, man, you've been talking on the phone? You told me I'm sure glad God let our paths cross.
Oh, many days.
God done that.
Oh, yeah.
Thank God for the church.
Amen.
We're the body of Christ.
Amen.
That's special.
Amen.
Brother Joe, you realize we got something this world don't know nothing about?
You better believe it.
And when they die, if that don't change, it's going to get worse.
Absolutely.
For us, it's only going to get better.
Yes,
and it's going to get so good. I believe this. When I take my last breath, Brother Dennis, I believe this all my heart. It's going to be so wonderful. I can't even imagine it in my little human mind right now.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Woo! I can't wait, Brother Rob.
Yes, sir.
But I do want to stay here and do God's will as long as He wants me to do that. Amen.
Amen.
You're a part of the greatest outfit God's ever created. The church. Amen. I believe you're thankful. Stay that way. Amen. Listen. Don't let the world distract you. And don't let the world tempt you. Because the devil wants to tear this up. And it don't take but one. It don't take but one wolf. Is that right, Brother Joe?
Amen.
It don't take but one wolf to cause trouble. He'll start picking the sheep off. What they'll do, they get in here and they'll find the weak ones first.
That's right.
Just like a wolf does. And they'll start picking them off. And they'll start picking the next weakest one off. And seeing them people got a family. And then it'll start causing trouble in their family. And the trouble will get stirred up in their house. And then it'll get brought in here and start multiplying. And the next thing you know, we'll be just like one of them other outfits on the side of the road somewhere where people talk about God used to be down there.
Yeah.
I don't want to be at a place where God used to be. I don't never, ever again want to be where God ain't. And by His grace, it ain't going to be.
Amen.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. If we can get through this, Brother Dennis, do God's will, He's going to stay with us.
Amen.
He'll never leave us or forsake us. Is that right? And I guarantee you, buddy, when that trumpet blows and I head to the other side,
yes,
He definitely ain't leaving.
Yeah.
We might turn our back on Him, but He's never, ever turned His back on me, Brother Todd.
Yeah, that's right.
Never. And I know He ain't going to. Amen. So just, amen. Church ought to still look like the early church, in my opinion. I think that's right. We don't need all these denominations and different versions. Let me go ahead and hit that while I'm at it. There ain't but one book. Let me put it this way. There ain't but one inspired book. The rest of them is just man's book. And man's book can't help me. If that's all I had, Brother Dennis, I'd just throw it in the trash can. I'd go get me a funny book and read it. Do me about as much good. Amen. I'm glad what I've got's real. I got the real book. I've got the real God. Amen. I'm part of the real family. And I thank God for the church. Amen. Brother Dennis, you got anything?